Eric's Sounds of Jazz with Eric Offner, Fridays at 7 p.m. on the Progressive Radio Network.
Minor, which was the first number we played, was recorded in New York on September 18, 1947 by the Mesro Bechet Quintet, and Sidney played a lot with Mesro, who's on clarinet while Sidney's on soprano sax. The three other instruments are Baby Dodds on drums, Wellman Braw on bass, and Wesley Sox Wilson on piano. Then I played two Bechet compositions. I mentioned he was a major composer. One composition I Had It, But It's All Gone Now, was recorded on July 14, 1947, with his star pupil, Bob Wilbur. It's funny that I said Bill because I know Bob extremely well, and Bob Wilbur's Wildcats were formed in Scarsdale High while he was still in high school, and Bob moved from Scarsdale to live with Sidney so that he could become a great artist himself. Besides Bechet on soprano and Bob Wilbur on clarinet, John Glazell on cornet, he later became president of Local 802, Bob Mielke on trombone, Dick Wellstood on piano, a lawyer who died rather young, Charlie Traeger on bass, and Dennis Strong. The other number, Old Stackley Blues, was a Bechet Nicholas Blue 5 number recorded on February 12, 1946. And I think you'll agree there was a beautiful duet with Sidney and Albert Nicholas. On this recording, Sidney plays both soprano and clarinet. The great Art Hodes, born in the Soviet Union, on piano. George Pops Foster on bass, the man who played with Louis, and Danny Alvin on drums. I will discuss my view on why Bechet is well known outside the United States and not in the United States. The possible explanation will be interrupted by wonderful music. Let me start with his date of birth. Sidney was born on May 14, 1897, in New Orleans. In his early life, he played with many well-known musicians. He practiced clarinet secretly on his brother's clarinet and was heard by Georges Baquet, who was his first teacher. In 1908, when he was only 11, he was already hired by the great Bunk Johnson. In 1913, 2 years later, he started to play with King Oliver. In 1915, he toured a band led by Clarence Williams. In 1917, he moved to Chicago to play with King Oliver and Freddie Keppard. We'll hear three numbers now. Doc Pound Strutter's Ball, recorded October 12, 1945, with Art Hodes' Hot Five. I love this recording. In fact, I remember buying the album when it came out. Doc Pound Strutter's Ball, fast pace. Again, you'll hear Wild Bill Davison on cornet, Art Hodes on piano, Pops Foster on bass, Freddie Moore on drums, and Sidney plays soprano sax. The next number, recorded on August 29 or 30th, 1945, features the Mesro Bechet Quintet on a Mesro number called Revolutionary Blues, with Mez, Sidney on soprano, Fitz Weston on piano, George Pops Foster on bass, and Freddie Moore on drums. The same band will be heard on Out of the Gallon, which was written by Mesro and Bechet, and I hope you enjoyed this segment of the music. I will now take you on a journey with Boucher. In 1919, when he was 22 years old, he played in England with Will Marion Cook's band. That caused a great sensation because a classical conductor, Ernest Ansermé, wrote an incredible article about the band, predicting that the future of jazz is in the hands of a young musician named Sidney Bechet. Walter Schaap, a good friend of mine, translated that Ansermé article, and it has appeared in many publications. It is well known among the music world that Bechet astounded his European audience at the age of 22. At the age of 27, he was in Paris with a band led by Claude Hopkins, and the show featured a dancer that I think every listener will have heard of, Josephine Baker. What was the next place Sidney visited? He went to Russia. Remember, this is 1924-1925 that I'm talking about. So a show with Josephine Baker, which started in Paris and ended in Berlin, found Sidney Bechet traveling with Benny Payton to Russia. And who does he meet in Moscow? The great Tommy Ladnier, who was on tour. Sidney Bechet, after the Soviet Union, toured all over Europe and achieved great notoriety in Europe. You will love the music I'm about to play. It's an incredible recording of Laura, where Bechet solos on soprano sax on July 31, 1947, playing the Mercer Raskin number, with Lloyd Phillips on piano, Pops Foster on bass, and we're not sure, Arthur Herbert or Freddie Moore on drums. Then comes Change Is Made, a great number. Sidney de Paris is on trumpet. Jimmy Archie on trombone, a short little man, but great in music. Don Kirkpatrick on piano, Pops Foster again on bass, Manzie Johnson on drums, and Sidney plays soprano sax. Finally, Blame It on the Blues, recorded on February 12, 1946, this time with the Bechet-Nicholas Blue Five, with Albert Nicholas on clarinet, Sidney Bechet on soprano sax and clarinet, and we again have Art Hodes on piano, George Pops Foster on bass, and Danny Alvin on drums. Thank you. to Bechet's travels. He is now between the ages of 31 and 34. In other words, the years are 1928 to 1931. He's going back and forth from the United States to Europe. He went to Berlin, to Paris. By the way, that was with Noble Sissel's band. Returned to New York and straight back to Berlin.
Thank you.
Just heard four numbers: Mood Indigo, St. Louis Blues, Rose Room, and Love for Sale. Mood Indigo is a famous Ellington Orchestra number, which supposedly was written by Ellington, Mills, and Bigard. I suspect that Bonnie Bigard was the composer. Sidney recorded it in New York on October 24, 1941, with his New Orleans feet warmers. Again, Charlie Shavers on trumpet, Willie the Lion Smith on piano, Everett Barksdale guitar, Wellman Braw on bass, and Big Sid Catlett. Sidney plays both soprano sax and clarinet, as you heard, as he does on St. Louis Blues, the famous W.C. Handy number, which Bechet recorded on December 8, 1943, with Vic Dickinson, Donald Donaldson, Ernest Wilson Myers, and Wilbur Kirk. Didn't you just love the growling trombone of Vic Dickinson? Awesome music. Then we heard Rose Room, which Bechet recorded with his New Orleans feet warmers on October 24, 1941, and he has the same band as St. Louis Blues, with the exception of two men. Wellman Braw is on bass, and Big Sid Catlett is the drummer. And finally, Bechet's solo on Love for Sale, the Porter number, which Bechet recorded on July 31, 1947. With Lloyd Phillips on piano, Pops Foster on bass, and either Arthur Herbert or Freddie Moore on drums. The solo on Love for Sale is reminiscent of Bechet's solos on numbers like Laura, Summertime, or Blue Horizon. It's just beautiful. Now, to cover Sidney Bechet's most important trip ever. In 1949, he took part in a jazz festival organized by Charles Delaunay. Walter Schaap arranged for this trip in New York for Monsieur Delaunay, and the big star of this particular festival was going to be Charlie Parker. The reception Sidney Bechet received at that concert was unbelievable, and as a consequence, Charlie Parker really didn't want to come out and play in the second act or after the intermission. Sidney put his arms around him and brought him out to play nevertheless. This particular festival was probably, in my judgment, the most important music Sidney ever played, because he decided, with that reception, to live in Paris. And so he did for the last 10 years of his life. We are going to play two numbers with the same band, Sidney Bechet and his New Orleans Feet Warmers, a number by the Gershwins and a number by Cole Porter. Oh Lady Be Good, recorded on October 24, 1941, and What Is This Thing Called Love, recorded on October 24, 1941, the same date, the same location, New York City. I hope you like the band. It's Charlie Shavers on trumpet, Willie the Lion Smith on piano, Everett Barksdale on guitar, Wellman Brawl on bass, and Big Sid Catlett on drums. just heard What Is This Thing Called Love by Cole Porter, and we're finishing up with a date of December 8, 43, with the Sidney Bechet New Orleans Feet Warmers. Again, Vic Dickinson on trombone. Sidney plays soprano sax and clarinet. Don Donaldson on piano. Ernest Wilson Myers on bass. Wilbur Kirk on drums. And you'll hear Bugle Call Rag and Ole Miss Blues.
Thank you.
Pinchet lived his last 10 years in France. He toured all over Europe. He was adored by the French, and still is, who called him God, Le Dieu. And so, when Pinchet settled in Paris, he did come back to New York a couple of times. The last time I saw Sidney, he joined me at a table at Child's Paramount on Times Square, New York, where he played a concert. I can't pinpoint exactly the year, but I think it was 1958. And Sidney was as friendly as he always was, and of course, a big success. I'm glad to be able to say that at the recent poll taken by over 60 people in the jazz world, Sidney Pinchet was included with a handful of other musicians in the Erdogan Jazz Hall of Fame at Jazz at Lincoln Center, with people like Armstrong, Ellington, and Billie Holiday. Sidney was the only clarinetist, a great tribute to a great artist.